Well, my name is Rob Klingbeil, and I'm the lead pastor here at Century Meadows Baptist Church. You're not going to see much of me today. When I talked to June and Gloria last night about their mission presentation, we realized they had much more to say. And so I've given up my teaching time today so that they could present what they wanted to, and we can still get you home before your roasts burn in the oven. That's the plan for today. So June and Gloria, why don't you come up and join me up here? I'd love to pray over you before you present. June and Gloria have been on a mission trip to the Philippines for half a year, and they are here to share. As you can imagine, lots happens in half a year, especially when you've set aside that time to serve and honor God. And so they have much that they want to share with us today. So I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to hand over the mic so you can have as much time as possible. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, God, I do thank you for June and Gloria. I thank you, Lord, for the way that they were faithful to you in this season, for the way that they treated their retirement as a time that they would offer up in service to you. Lord, what a great example it is for the rest of us, and what a blessing it was for them. And I pray, Lord, that those two things would come through in what they share. God, that you use them and work through them, that you began a work, and that that work continues in their time here, that they offer up this time to you as well in your service. Lord, bless their words that we might receive from them today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Yes. I have a clicker.
Mapteng Jan Agsapa.
Good morning, Inibaloy. It's good to be back home, and it's good to be fully recovered from a long jet lag. Mm-hmm. Thanks be to our God. We are so grateful to Him for our safe, memorable, and fruitful mission trip. Today, we present to you our report. Sorry.
Our mission journey in the Philippines, January to May 2026. In August of 2025, June went to the New Tribes Mission of the Philippines website to inquire about the possibility of volunteering with them in Benguet. He got connected with Pastor Roger Dalipe, and they had about 4 months of correspondence about our mission work. Before we set out for our journey, the pastors, deacons, along with the congregation of Century Meadows Church, prayed over us, dedicating us to the Lord, asking God's hand to be upon us and to use us for His glory. Our flight took us from Edmonton Airport with layovers in LA and in Taipei. Finally, we arrived in the Philippines. This is the map of the Philippines. The Philippines has approximately 7,641 islands, but only 2,000 of these islands are inhabited. Our mission journey took us to 6 provinces of the Philippines. Number 1, Bataan. Number 2, Bulacan. Number 3, Benguet. Number 4, Nueva Vizcaya. Number 5, Pangasinan. And number 6, Metro Manila.
Bataan Province, Bible distribution to an Aita tribe. A dear Christian friend, Atilani, invited us to visit her in her home province of Bataan for 4 days. We thank God for this opportunity because we wanted to visit the Aitas, an indigenous group of people living in Bataan. They are considered to be the earliest inhabitants of the Philippines. The Lord prompted us to buy 50 Bibles to bring to them. Ati Lani, our extremely gracious host, picked us up at the airport. Then she took us to meet her family and connected us with Pastor Conrad Cruz and Pastor Christopher Cruz, father and son, They founded the Shepherd of the Tribes mission. Their mission is to reach the Aitas in different areas of the Philippines for Christ. The two pastors brought us to the mountains of Abucay, Bataan, where a small group of youth gathered for a Bible study. When they heard that we brought Bibles with us, one youth stood up with tears in her eyes and said, "We have been praying for Bibles, and today God answered our prayers. Thanks be to God." It touched our hearts to hear that God used our side trip to fulfill His divine purpose. We also bought some sacks of rice and dry goods for them. Rice is so precious to them.
During our first few months in Camrose in 2024, we met some Filipino seniors on visitor's visa. They came to visit here and care for their grandchildren. We invited them to our home for lunch and Bible study once a week. After 6 months, they returned to the Philippines. Since we're going to the Philippines, we included a day in our journey to reunite with them for fellowship. Diding, one of the seniors, graciously hosted our fellowship. Pastor John, my brother, shared the word. Three seniors were not able to come due to long-distance travel, and two other seniors could not make it due to mobility issues. So we decided to visit the two seniors by taking the train. Nanay then was so happy to see us again and invited us for a meal. Nanay Elena was also ecstatic to see us. We spent some time with them.
Benguet Province, our mission. We set out for our main destination. We took a 5-hour bus trip nonstop to the province of Benguet. Pastor Roger picked us up at the bus terminal. And brought us to the church. Shilan Flock of Christ Ministry, of which he is the pastor, this would be our home base in Benguet. Inside the church, Sis Nancy, Pastor Roger's wife in blue hoodie, and Sis Nelly, the women's ministry leader, gave us a warm welcome and a delicious heavy lunch.
Our housing. So we live in the third floor of this brown building. The house is so beautiful, modern, clean, and peaceful, but it's isolated. We rented it for 15,000 pesos, which is 347 Canadian per month. It included the utilities and Wi-Fi. It has amazing views from our veranda, like the sea of clouds in the morning and the beautiful valley farms in the afternoon. But due to the sewer gas odor coming from the floor drains, we could not appreciate living in that house anymore. The landlord could not fix the problem, so we decided to move out after living there for 1.5 weeks. This is our new house. We live in the third floor of this brown building. Again, third floor. This is the inside of our home. The kitchen, the dining area, 2 washrooms, and the 4 water tanks. And this is our laundry area. This is our bedroom. The monthly rent is the same as the first one and includes all utilities and Wi-Fi as well. The place is clean and no sewer gas odor. Our landlords are Ibaloys, and they are so kind and gracious to us. Instead of the stunning views, we are surrounded now by loud engine noise, of trucks, jeepneys, and cars on our busy street. The noise from roosters and packs of dogs in the neighborhood. Plus, the screaming sabungeros inside the cockfighting arena behind the house 3 times a week from 9 a.m. until 4 a.m. the following day. And my ears are sensitive to noise, so I suffered from insomnia for a while. However, after a few weeks, they didn't bother me anymore and was able to sleep well again. Thank God. In this new place, we got to mingle with people every day, like the workers of our landlords, the street vendors, people we meet in shops and in other places. God showed us wonderful opportunities here for the gospel. We move into this new house because of the odor in the other house, but now we know the true reason why. Because God has other plan.
The Proclaimer. We attended a workshop by an organization called Faith Comes by Hearing. Here they taught us how to use the Proclaimer. It is an audio Bible device that is solar powered. In some rural areas, people cannot read and don't have cell phones. This device helps them to listen to the Bible stories in their own language. For now, it has only the New Testament. This group represented the Flock of Christ Ministries. After finishing the workshop, we were each given the Proclaimer. The Proclaimer given to us has the Bible in 4 languages, Ibaloy, Ilocano, Tagalog, and English.
Our prayer meetings. This is in Chilean. Prayer meeting is every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Sometimes it's in church, sometimes it's in the house of a believer. So here are just samples of our prayer meetings in the homes of the believers. Home of Brigida and Elmo. We hiked through some lettuce farms owned by different individuals to reach the home of Sis Brigida and Brother Elmo. In every prayer meeting, it consists of singing worship songs, mostly in Ibaloy, giving praises, listening to the devotion, and prayer time. At the end of every prayer meeting, there's lots of foods because it finishes at around 7 p.m. The home of Manang Mirna and Manong Wilfred. On this day, we pass through many broccoli plantations to reach the house of Manang Mirna. She's wearing green hat, and Manong Wilfred is standing at the back. There were 13 people in attendance. Speaking in Ibaloy, Manang Mirna shared her reasons for praising God and also her concerns for her adult grandchildren. They're working in Saudi Arabia and for their salvation. We also visited and prayed for a sick member, Manong Santos, in the same neighborhood. On our way home, we were greeted by the fog. The home of Sis Angie. On this day, I was assigned to give the devotion. The topic was on spiritual apathy. And other homes, like the home of Sis Alice and the home of Sis Jeneline.
General Conference. In February, we attended a 3-day general conference of the Flock of Christ Ministries in Suyok, Tublay, Benguet. The preaching on Bible doctrines was in Ibaloy and Ilocano dialects, but the visual slides were in English, so that's helpful for us. I was asked to share my personal testimony. What a privilege to have met two Ibaloy pastors, Pastor Wilfred Bilyase with wife Carol and Pastor Sherwin Kadate. They spent years of hard work, started in 1999, translating the Bible into the Iloilo language with the help of the Summer Institute of Linguistics, the Burnhams, and the New Tribes Mission. By the grace of God, it was finished and published in 2023. We bought a copy of the Iloilo Bible, the Old and New Testament. Gloria joined these wonderful women in the kitchen preparing the meals for the attendees. The women group picture and the men group picture. We are so blessed and encouraged by the preaching, testimonies, and special presentation at the conference and the servant hearts of the host country, host church.
So, at the conference, Pastor Roger gave us a schedule of our church assignments. The goal of our assignments is to encourage the believers in their faith. So in every church assignment we go to, I share my personal testimony and June shares the Word of God.
Pastor Roger Dalipe, along with his family, Pastor Roger Dalipe, along with his family, drove us to Banaje Cove, Atok, an hour and a half ride from Chillán. The roads are narrow and winding steep cliffs. When Gloria looked to the side of our vehicle, she noticed that we're too close to the cliff. She decided to just pray and look ahead. Then we hiked to our housing. We were left here in the house of Amy and Ortesa. They are Iloilo missionaries, singles, and in their late 20s. They don't have a fridge. They just cook meals enough for them to finish. So no leftover. The kitchen has no faucet. They fill a drum with water, then they scoop up the water into a basin for washing dishes and washing hands. The washroom is about 15 feet walk from the house. It has no light. We bring a flashlight. The toilet is low and small. It has no flushing mechanism. We scoop up water from the pail to flush it. Our room upstairs had a window that opens to the backyard with two unmarked white tombs. We learned that they belong to the owners of the house. Their son, who inherited the house, authorized the missionaries to use it for free. Their church building has stopped constructing due to lack of funds. Through the courtesy of an Iloilo believer, the church meets in this space that is attached to their house and where chickens freely roam. That Sunday, Pastor Esteban Bayagao preached on Titus 1 in Iloilo dialect. Gloria shared her personal testimony of how God has worked in her life in Taglish, a mix of Tagalog and English. I was sharing the word to encourage the believers. My message was being prepared and ready for the coming of Christ at any time, from the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, Matthew 25, 1-13. This would be my message for the whole church assignments. Our group picture after the service and before lunch was served. A couple of believers who make baskets gave these gifts to us. The Iloilo believers in Banaje Cove, Atok, are poor financially, but they are rich in kindness and generosity. There was nothing comfortable or convenient in our experience here, but we still had an enjoyable and memorable time with the believers.
The Ambong Dolan Church, our assignment was March 22nd. Manang Susan, the wife of an elder, was preparing some strong barako coffee and pandesal bread for the early comers when we arrived at the church. The church lot was donated by an Ibaloy believer. Part of the church is being used for worship. The other part, behind the green curtains, is still under construction. The church started 40 years ago with many families attending, but now it has only 30 people. Most of the youth have left. They moved to the city to study or find work. There's no regular pastor in the church. The elders preach 3 times a week. Then a pastor comes once a month to preach. They need more workers. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Matthew 9:38. The mother is wearing red, and the daughter wearing black. They look like sisters. In Benguet, many women marry young. Pastor Marquez Villase preached on Nehemiah 16 here. I shared my testimony of how God has worked in my life, and June shared the word of God. This is our group picture at the end of the service. And the church had a potluck in honor of the guests. That's us. Then they gave us some locally made pastry bars and freshly harvested cucumbers.
Taloy, sir. Taloy Flock of Christ Ministry, they are meeting. We met some seniors before the service started. Short history. Home Bible study started in 1989, then believers gathered in 1991. The chapel was officially started in 1993. The ministries included children's ministry, home Bible studies, and outreach. The church lot was bought from the pioneer missionary. Pastor Sherwin Kadate preaching on Isaiah 41:1-29 in pure Ibaloy. Gloria shared her testimony in Taglish. Again, I shared the word in Matthew 25:1-13, the parable of the 10 virgins. It fits with the church theme of living with urgency and purpose. The church group picture. The church is growing and has a good impact in the community. The church potluck for us, how sweet of them.
Then we were assigned to Balucas Flock of Christ Ministry. So Balucas FCM is the daughter church of Shilan, our home base. 2 elders from Shilan Church, Donald and Nelson, alternately preach in Balucas Church on Sundays and do Bible studies as well. Me sharing my testimony and June sharing the word of God. This is our group picture. A lady named Vanji gifted us with these vegetables.
Mobility aids. Our Christian friend from Calgary, Imelda Fergel, was led by the Holy Spirit to send a donation for the purchase of wheelchairs and canes for the seniors in FCM churches who might need them. Sis Nancy, Pastor Roger's wife, contacted all FCM churches to ask for a list of those people needing mobility aids. There was a need of 4 wheelchairs and was 60 canes and a pair of crutches. Here are some of the recipients. Manong Santos, the one there, the man, Shilan, from Shilan Placo Cries. Manong Nari Bagayao, Pastor Steven's wife from Banajaco FCM. Melanie from Abiang FCM. Peter Inosan from Taloy FCM. Carmelita Malitas from Abkel FCM. Manong Wilprad from Shilan FCM. Manong Mirna, also from Shilan FCM. Sinaida Alsem from Wangal FCM. Manong Meseo Martin from Pangkiwa Outreach. Manang Martina Marvin from Pangkiwa Outreach.
Bible studies. In between our church assignments are some Bible studies. So the Lord answered our prayers regarding leading us to the right people to share the good news of Jesus. So, it's okay. Getting there. Sorry. Okay. So each one used a Bible and a printed resource material called Knowing God. These are the employees of our landlords, Marisa, Lenny, and Janisa. This is Priscilla. I met her on a jeepney. And this is Janice. I met her in a remittance shop. And this is Maribel, my landlady. So we thank God that we were able to use our time between our church assignments to bring the gospel. So these devotional booklets are given to them after they have completed the study.
Bayan Placo Cries, or FCM. We arrived at Bayan Church in Tublay Benguet at 10 o'clock a.m. The church building does not have a name on it yet. Pastor Bert, Janice, and their two little girls, Beth Hallel and Bethany Jade. A small group of Ibaloy believers meet here. Gloria gave her personal testimony. And I shared the word of God. Our group picture and there was a meal. Getting to know people, then we visited some seniors. We took a trail that led to the house of Naniswana, 90 years old, and bless her with the needed cane. How joyful she was to receive it. We headed to another trail that leads to Nanay Sonia's house, and bless her with the cane and prayers. Nanay Sonia is blind due to diabetes.
Our next mission led us to Nueva Vizcaya province. This is the Bulo Church. The Bulo Flock of Christ is located in Cayapa, Nueva Vizcaya. High elevation, mountainous terrain, cool climate, and pine forest characterize the place. Thank God for Penson, Roldan, and Pastor Roger for carrying our luggage and water jug to the house where we would stay. We stayed in this home, in this house, for 7 days with Pastor Roderick and wife Leah. This was originally built by an American missionary, Jack Harmon, and wife during their mission work with the New Tribes Mission. However, their mission was cut short because their church in the U.S. split and they did not have enough money to support them. So this is now the home of Pastor Roderick and Leah and their two kids, Josiah and Shemaiah. Pastor Roderick Toloy, pastor of Bulo Church, and wife Leah were our gracious hosts. Both are products of the New Tribes School of Mission. The Headhunters. So Pastor Roderick and Leah belong to the Ilongots, also called Bugkalots, another group of indigenous people. Their ancestors were headhunters. The headhunters use a carved bolo knife to chop off the heads of the enemies. The book to the headhunters of Sierra Madre. The story includes the grandfather of Pastor Roderick, a headhunter who went to the house of the Dominguez family, pioneer missionaries, in order to kill them. But he saw mighty beings surrounding the house.
It could be angels.
So he did not proceed with his evil plan. An Ilongot male is expected to engage in a successful headhunt before he can marry. This act is seen as a rite of passage and a demonstration of bravery. The Ilongot practice of headhunting waned and eventually disappeared as Christianity spread in the region in the mid-20th century. New Tribes Mission, now known as Ethnos 360 in other parts of the world, has played a significant role in this. By the way, New Tribes Mission of the Philippines kept its original name and has separated from Ethnos 360. Our transportation. Hiking is the main means of transportation here. We hike to church, to Bible studies, to prayer meetings, to visit seniors and members, to go to the store, and so on. Thank God for strength in our legs. While hiking, our friends found some fruit called shakshakel, which they ate because they were hungry. I did not try it. We also saw some pitcher plants. These are carnivorous plants. When the bud is still closed, you can open it and you can safely drink the watery juice. But when the bud is already open, it traps and digests insects as its food. So it's not good to drink from it when the bud is already open. Sunday service. We learned that the Bulo members are in need, so we brought some non-perishable foods for each family. Here I shared again my personal testimony, and June shared the word. Visiting some Ibaloy members. So we visited Nanay Mantaning, the one holding the cane, 99 years old. Occasionally, she manages the little store of the family to keep her active. Her ears and memory are still sharp, but she needs help with her balance. We delivered her cane. Manong Octario, son of Nanay Mantaning, makes coffee from coffee trees. Here, June tried pounding some roasted coffee beans. Then it was brewed and served to all for free. Here, we're practicing Ibaloy songs with the other seniors. We hike again to reach the house of Nanay Soriana, 80 years old. We delivered her needed cane and spent time with her family. We went around some rice fields before reaching Nanay Masa's house. We gave her a cane for her weak knees. She's 86 years of age. Her family prepared lunch for us.
Prayer meeting in Bulo. We have a crowded prayer meeting In this house of Sis Mercy, we sang worship songs in Ibaloy and many gave praises in Ibaloy. But the devotional was in Tagalog because Gloria was assigned to give it. Group picture after the prayer meeting. Bible study. This is Sister Nelin. She is an Ibaloy missionary. Today, we're joining her in one of her Bible studies. Sister Nelin uses the proclaimer for this family because they cannot read. After they have listened to the Bible story, Sister Nelin asks them questions and discusses with them the application. So, Sis Nelin used the proclaimer for this. Oh, so this is Sister Nelin at age. She started working with New Transmission at age 26. Oh, At age 26, I became a follower of Jesus Christ. At present, I'm 76, still working with New Tribes Mission. Isaiah 6:8 led her to join NTM in 1982.
The house with mummies. So we were told that inside this house are mummies of a couple. No one is allowed to open the door, or they will face disaster or death unless they have permission from the witch doctor of the couple. Before leaving Cayapa Nueva Vizcaya, June, Pastor Roderick, Missionary Nelin, and two church members who are also mountain guides went to the peak of Mount Tugo. It's a test of strength and endurance.
Bit ng Lack of Christ ministry. By jeepney, we traveled with the Bulu Church delegation to Bitnong, Nueva Vizcaya. The jeepney had a load of young adult passengers on top of it, plus one senior, that's me. I wanted to experience the top load ride for the first time in my life. It was a two-hour ride on winding roads to Bitnong Church to attend as the celebration of their 15th anniversary of God's faithfulness. It's adorned with fruits and vegetables freshly harvested. It was a refreshing sight they were given to the people after the celebration. There was quite a delegation from Bulu Church. Would you believe that this number of people fit inside one long jeepney? There were lots of food awaiting the attendees before and after the service. Bulu Church presented the song we sang, Rock of Ages, in Ibaloy. Other FCM churches attended too and presented a song of praises to God and personal testimonies. Gloria shared her testimony. I shared some of my experience in the mission. Pastor Roger Dalipe was the main speaker. He was presented with a huge basket of gifts full of fruits and vegetables. After the celebration, it was time to help with some dishes. Our group picture, to God be the glory.
The Sheilan Flock of Christ Ministry. May 3, 2026 was the 49th church anniversary of Sheilan FCM, our home church. The theme was Rooted in Christ, Growing in Faith, Colossians 2:6-7. Pastor Presley Villase was the guest speaker. He is the brother of Pastor Wilfred, one of the translators of the Bible into Ibaloy. It was also our last Sunday service. Each ministry group presented a song of praises to God in celebration of His faithfulness. For example, the seniors group. June sang the song, Faithful One. I presented a report pertaining to our church assignments. Pastor Roger and Elder Penson surprised us with plaques of appreciation for our volunteer work with the FCM churches. The message on the plaque says, "Thank you for your dedicated service to the Fellowship of Flock of Christ Ministry, always going above and beyond the call of duty. We are all blessed by your faithful service to our congregation." Matthew 20, verse 26. "Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, by the Flock of Christ Ministries of the Philippines." The congregation prayed over us. Our group picture. In this church, June was assigned to preach on two occasions, March 1st and April 5th, Easter Sunday. Thank you so much, Sheila and Flock of Christ Ministry. We are grateful to our Lord Jesus for how you open our hearts to us and treat us as one of your own family. To God be the glory.
The province of Pangasinan. The Holy Spirit prompted us to travel to the province of Pangasinan to bring the good news of Jesus to my relatives. So we bought Bibles again to give to my relatives. We gave each one a Bible so that they can see and read it for themselves, sharing to Auntie Maura, 90 years of age, and Gwyneth, 17, her youngest granddaughter, and Tammy, her oldest grandson, and to Sally. So we just shared the gospel and leave the results to God.
The province of Metro Manila. The Holy Spirit prompted us to travel to Quezon City, Metro Manila, to witness to June's relatives. My brother, Pastor John, and his wife, Ate Cynthia, and family lovingly and graciously hosted our stay in Quezon City. We brought Bibles and gave each one so that they could see and read directly from God's Word. We also gave them the Knowing God study material. We're glad to see the interest in Globert's family and in the family of Milo and in the family of Ate Lala. Witnessing to this young mom in their home while June played with the kids. They have just moved to the area and are new in the church. Our role is just to share the gospel. It's God's role to save. So what helped us in our mission? Recognizing that our job is not to save people, but only to share the gospel, removes the pressure and the fears of witnessing. Praying to God, for God to open our eyes to see where He's at work and to lead us to people whose hearts are ready for harvest. And being sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, do not ignore them or delay, but obey, because He leads us to where He's working and He wants to accomplish His purpose to us. The journey of responding to His guidance can lead us to profound encounters and a greater understanding of God's will in our lives. Praise and honor and power to our Lord Jesus. To Him be the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Gloria, two things I'm going to take away from that. One is the way that they gave and received freely as a culture. That was so wonderful to see how often there was gift giving and food giving as part of it. And the second was just June and Gloria's heart for the people that they met, how every name was important to them, and every person they engaged with was worthy of recognition. Let's pray together for their mission and what they've seeded in the country. Heavenly Father, God, we do praise you for this time that June and Gloria had to share your word with the people. I thank you, Lord, for the way that they've placed their trust in you and your presence in your word, that they've left those seeds to be grown by you. Lord, we do pray that your spirit would continue to move on the people that they've met, that you would bring about truth and holiness in their lives and bring about salvation within them, a true meeting of your son that brings an acknowledgement of sin and a turning away from it. Lord, we praise you for their return to us and pray that they would continue to minister in our community here, that the work that they practiced over there would bear fruit in our nation as well. Lord, we love you and we want to see you at work in our community. And as we go from this place, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would bless each person here to share the message with the community around them. In your name we pray. Amen. Receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, and give you peace. Go in peace.